Chagiga Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav 1:6. The general rule is that when it comes to the karbonos offerings that are brought on the regalim and other moadim, fixed times in the calendar, betel zmano, betel karbono, if you missed the window of opportunity to bring it when it was had to be brought at the specific time, but moado, as the Torah says, in its proper time, so then too late, the offering is, the window is closed and you simply can't bring it anytime after that. Our mission is coming to teach us that the korbanos of Olos Rei and Shalmei Chagiga are not like that. They have a window of opportunity that extends beyond the first day of Yom Tov. That's called the period of Tashlumen, the makeup days. And the Mishnah will talk about that. So the Mishnah says, Mishalo Chag, if one failed to bring his Chagiga or his Olos Rei'ah, here the word Chag is used as a verb, like to celebrate in that way. If he failed to do so, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, and this is true whether he did it B'shogeg, it was, you know, an accident, or B'mezid, he knew full well he was doing it, he was lazy, let's say. In all those cases, it doesn't matter. The halacha is Chogeg Es Kol HaRegel. He can do the, he can bring the Chagiga or the Re'iyah all the days, the 7 days of the Regel, of Sukkot. The Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, and even on the last day of the Chag, that's referring to Shmini Atzeres on the 8th day. Normally the rule is that Shmini Atzeres is like a holiday all to itself. Well, at least in these 6 ways referred to as Pazar Kashav, that's an acronym for these six things that were kind of unique to the, you know, the Chag as a distinct Chag, or on distinct Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. That acronym Pazar Kashav stands for Pious, Zman, Regel, Korban, Shira, and Bracha. I'm not discussing that more now. But the point is, notwithstanding the fact that Shmini Atzeres is a holiday all to itself, you can do your Tashlumen for Sukkot on it as well. As for the other Regalim, Pesach and Shavuos, you have a total of 7 days, which is the window to bring your Chagiga and your Re'iyah, meaning you're ideally supposed to bring it, says the Tana, on the first day of Pesach, or on the first day of Shavuos, but if you fail to, you have the next 6 days as well, meaning in the context of Pesach, that's all of Pesach. In the context of Shavuos, that just means the 6 days after Shavuos, even though they're Yimei Chol, so you can bring it in those days. Avar HaRegel, if you fail to bring it on the holidays, so the window's closed, so it means even including Shmini Atzeres, Velo Chag, you fail to bring it, then Einu Chayv B'Achriyuso, so then it's just kind of too late, and there's no makeup, so there's no obligation for you to bring anything after that. You simply just, you miss the boast, you miss your opportunity. Al Zeh Ne'emar, and upon referring to such a scenario, the verse in Koheles, this is actually in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes Vav, 1:15 of Koheles, it says, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, a bent, perverted thing can't be fixed. The Chesron lo yuchal limanos, and this second part of the verse really is referring to our case here. The Chesron, something which is lacking, which isn't there, meaning your mitzvah of bringing your Chagiga or your Re'iyah, since it's not there, lo yuchal limanos, it just can't be counted. It's just the big empty hole in your scorecard in the sky, whatever you want to call it, in your opportunity of being mashlim yourself as a, in your neshama, perfecting it, it's just not there. You're lacking, regrettably. And no way to fix it, nothing more you can do. Just one point, that's the halacha. One point on the lumdus here, the reason why on other karbanos during the Yom Tovs, the rule is that if you miss the opportunity, batal zmano, then batal karbano, is because the pasuk says b'moado, specifically saying it has to be done in its proper time, so now or never. That's why the other karbanos, that's like a musaf that you bring on whatever, Shabbos or Pesach, etc., it's Doche Shabbos. Even though it's Shabbos, you'll be bringing your Korban Musaf on Pesach Shabbos anyways. In contrast, the Chagiga and the Re'iyah, as you learn, will not be brought on Shabbos, even if it's the first day of Yom Tov. They'll be pushed off to the next day, because for the same rationale, it's not a definitive Moado, a specific time only on the first day. There's a larger window, and therefore it's not Doche Shabbos.